In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Four juveniles from the South Bend area had to be rescued from Lake Michigan at Warren Dunes State Park on Sunday. The Baroda Lake Township Police Department says they were dispatched to the park just before 6:20 p.m. on a report of a drowning. A total of four people were found to be in distress. Two of the youths were rescued by bystanders, while first responders recovered the other two. All four were taken to Spectrum Health Lakeland in St. Joseph, where their condition is unknown. Whirlpool Corporation Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs Jeff Knoll has been named the Secretary of the Cabinet for Economic Development in Kentucky. Knoll is set to retire from Whirlpool at the end of the month, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced his appointment to the state cabinet last week. Beshear says his administration is once again proving that Kentucky is the destination as we welcome Jeff back home to the Bluegrass. Noting Knoll has both Kentucky state government economic development experience as well as leadership skills that he earned at a multinational manufacturing company. Knoll previously served for 11 years as president of Cornerstone Alliance. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department is conducting a click-it or ticket seatbelt enforcement campaign starting this month. Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells us, with Memorial Day approaching, there will be extra patrols out on the roads from multiple police agencies as police look for those who don't buckle up.
It's mainly a safety campaign. We would love to get through the campaign without writing any tickets. We know that's unrealistic, but we want to educate the motoring public.
Boyce says not wearing a seatbelt can get you pulled over, and it's a civil infraction with a fine of usually around $100. As people venture out after hiding away during the pandemic, Boyce says the roads could be busy on Memorial Day.
We believe there's going to be more motorists wanting to get out and enjoy the outdoor activity, especially in our community with the KitchenAid Senior PGA going on and the nice weather coming on.
Boyce says the seatbelt usage rate in Michigan in 2021 was 92.6%, down from 94.4% in 2019. The national seatbelt usage rate in 2021 was 90.4%. Meanwhile, about half of the people killed in crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. In 2020, according to the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute, 228 people killed in Michigan traffic crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. Benton Harbor Area Schools is planning its 10th annual Peace Day reunion celebration at Benton Harbor High School for June 10th. The district says the event is an initiative that focuses on community and student-led commitments to building a better society. It will include the Peace Day Reunion Walk and Taste of Benton Harbor from 9:30 a.m. to noon. Organizers hope to shape a culturally rich holiday in Benton Harbor that will celebrate and promote peace, equity, prosperity, and healing neighborhood schools for a thriving community. Preparations for Peace Day started this past Friday with the Soldiers of Peace Awards Show Bash at Benton Harbor High School. They'll continue with the Art of Peace Museum art exhibit on June 1st and June 2nd at the high school, with tours available by reservation from 3 to 5 p.m. Everyone in the community is invited to come share in the peaceful spirit of the celebration. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.